You're listening to a podcast from Victory. A relationship with Jesus promises grace and rest. Dig deeper into this truth in week 3 of our series, Beyond the Signs.
Good morning, Metro East. We are now on week 3, healing at the pool on the Sabbath. So tumayo po tayo as we read John chapter 5 in reverence to God's word. John 5, 1 to 18. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has 5 roof colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" Sabi mo nga na sa katabi mo, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I'm going, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath, and it's not lawful for you to take up your bed." But he answered them, "The man who healed me, that man said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk?'" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn as there was a crowd in the place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. And this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." 18. This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your holy word. We ask for your Holy Spirit to speak to us, to open our eyes of our understanding, and we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your presence with us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. Again, beyond the signs, what does a sign mean? Okay, they are markers. No? Pag meron po tayong road signs, it gives us direction kung saan tayo pupunta. No, how many kilometers more, gaano pa kalayo, mayroong mga signs na karatula, wanted, waiter, no, apply inside, ganyan. No? Meron ding sign na yung mga tao naghihintay ng sign, yung parang tanda, no, na himala or na ito na nga yung pinagpe-pray niya. "Lord, siya na ba yung pinagpe-pray ko? Pag nagputi siya itong linggo, maniniwala ako siya na nga." Eh kaso, nurse pala. No? Kaya, masure, magpuputi nga yun. No? Pero dito po, sa signs, no? sa gospel, ginagamit po ito sa Gospel of John, it's a sign to corroborate, to authenticate, to validate, no? Para iprueb, parang prueba, no? Parang marka na papatunay na ang ginagawa ni Jesus ay totoo at siya ay galing sa Diyos, galing sa langit, siya ay tutunay na Diyos. No? It proves that Jesus reveals Jesus for who he really is. No? It pinapatunay po, pinapakita na talagang Diyos si Jesus dito po sa sign. Now, we can here dito sa John chapter 5, we can see Jesus healing a man in the pool of Bethesda. No? And here are the ruins of the ancient pool at Bethesda, no? So na-preserve po yan, na-excavate, nahukay, and this is a real place, no? Jesus, there's a sign here, Jesus healed the sick man near these medicinal baths. Nakita po natin dito sa story nito na isang lalaki na may sakit, no? For 38 years, matagal na siyang may sakit. No? Kaya parang naging hopeless na yung sitwasyon niya. He's helpless and hopeless. Parang tanggap na niya yung kapalaran niya. He already accepted his hopeless situation, his fate, his condition. And meron po mga taong ganun. There are people who like that. They already accepted that they are already poor. And they cannot come out of poverty. No, pinanganak na mahirap, mamuhay na mahirap, mamamatay na mahirap. No? Mahirap po yung ganyong mentalidad. No? At gusto mo masenso, pero sa tingin mo, hindi mo kaya. No? Gusto mong mag-start ng negosyo, may mga limitasyon kang nakikita. No? Negative. No? Gusto mong makapag-aral, pero kulang pang tuition mo. Gusto mo na i-end tong relationship na masama, pero hindi mo magawa. No? Always parang yung status mo pa rin sa Facebook, it's complicated. It's getting complicated, no? Ganun, no? Kaya si Jesus, no? He pinili siya nung taong talagang hopeless, no? What is Jesus doing here on the Sabbath? Bakit niya itong pinili, no? The invalid, the disabled man for 38 years. Now we can see that Jesus' power, his mercy, his grace, his love goes beyond the sign. No, meron pong tatlong na-overcome si Jesus dito. No? Itong healing na to, there are three things we can see beyond this sign. First, this sign goes beyond our hopeless situation. No? Jesus comes to restore the hope, not just the health, but the hope of sick people. No? Ang name na Bethesda is the house. It means the house of mercy. No? Beth is house. Kaya Bethlehem, okay, house of bread. No? Bethesda or Bethsaida, house of mercy or flowing water. It's Aramaic in origin. At medyo galing sa Sibuyan eh. Sa Greek, Bisaya. No? Bethesda meaning house of mercy or flowing water, the name of pool that has healing powers. No? So diyan nangyari itong milagro. So in this pool, no, nagkalat, marami pong nagtitipon mga tao, mga may sakit, mga bulag pipi, pilay, paralitiko, no? And then napansin niyo sa Bible niyo, wala yung verse 4, no, or nasa footnote, nasa baba, no? Ito yung sa New King James, saka sa NASB, but in other modern translations, wala, no? For an angel of that went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water, that whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. No? Kasi po yung itong verse na to ay yung sa mga pinakauna at mas reliable na Greek manuscripts ay wala po itong verse na to, no? And later on, it was seen only in the later manuscripts, no? After 500 or 900 AD, no, yung mga verses nila na nakikitang nadagdag, dinalagay na nila sa footnotes, no? Kaya na yung sa Bible po natin nandyan, no? But nevertheless, hindi naman niya kinokontradict, no? Angels are instruments of God, they are messengers of God, at parang connected pa rin siya sa story. No, may flow. So naniniwala sila na mayroong malaking angel, may angel na malaking kutsara at hinahalukay, no, ini-stir up, no, itong pool na to, at kung sino unang tumalon, kumbaga sa restaurant, first come first serve. Ito naman, first jump first healed, no? Angel. And ito pala, no? Ang pangalan ng paralitiko, Pinoy pala siya. One was there. No? One who was there had been an invalid, no? For 38 years. So Pinoy pala siya, no? Yung itong pinagaling ni Jesus, no? Si Juan, no? And the word invalid here, no? It means weakness of mind or body, like a disease, infirmity or sickness. A moral weakness or failure. So in other words, an invalid, no, hindi lang may sakit sa katawan, kundi may kahinaan, no, sa kanyang mentalidad, sa isip, no, yung mental weakness or moral weakness, no. Gaya may kilala ba kayo, yung kanilang weakness ay pagkain, no? Kaya pag iimbitahin mo ay laging oo, ano? Yun ang weakness nila. Kaya, so confinement to a bed for 38 years, no? Para 38 years na siyang disabled. Kaya meron siyang weakness of mind. No? He lost his hope. Hopeless situation. Kaya si Jesus, nakita niya, napakaraming may sakit. No? Kaya pinili niya, he chose the one who is most needy of healing. Pinili niya yung pinakamalala, yung may sakit. No? Kumbaga, pag, if ever Jesus will come here, pipiliin niya yung pinakamalaking utang, yung bebless niya. No? Pipiliin niya yung pinakamalala yung sakit, yun ang papagalingin niya. Pipiliin niya yung may pinakamalaking pangangailangan. No? Yun ang lalapitan niya. So Jesus, remember Bethesda, the house of mercy? Jesus had mercy on this one hopeless, invalid person. And then verse 6, sabi doon, when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him. So instead of the patient going to the doctor, no? Kung ikaw ay may problema sa ngipin, saan ka pupunta? Sa dentist. Kung ikaw nasira ang kotse mo, saan ka pupunta? Sa mekaniko, hindi si Raniko, no? Kung ikaw ay may sakit, pupunta ka sa so doctor. Pero ito yung doctor, it's the healer who approached the sick man. No? Jesus took the initiative and he asked him, do you want to be healed? No? Do you want to be well, to get well? Gusto mo bang gumaling? Diba? Ang answer dyan, yes or no lang. Diba? It's obvious. No? Para kang pupunta dito sa, ano ba dito, yung spa? Dito sa may bulag, no? Anong pangalan nun? Vibes ba? Oh, ayan. So, pupunta ka dyan. At parang tinanong ka, gusto niyo pong magpamasahe? No? Anong sagot? Obvious ba? No? Hindi, bibisitahin ko lang mga bulag dito pag pray ko silang makakita. No? No? Ayan. So, parang ganyan. No? Obvious yung sagot dyan. Pero anong sagot nung invalid? No? Nung paralyzed? I can't, sir, the sick man said, for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me. Lord, hindi ko kaya. No, wala namang umaalalay sa akin pag hinahalukay na ng angel itong pool. Oh, at may laging nauuna sa akin, tumalon. Na kung talagang may will siya, no? Kung gusto niya talagang maunahan yung mga tumatalon, alam niyo yung gagawin niya nung invalid? No, kung ako yun, parang gaganito lang ako eh. Kasi nga, hindi ka makalakad. So, doon ka lang sa gilid. At pag nakita mo hinahalukay na ng angel, bumubula na. No? Talagang unaan mo na sila. Gumano ka na. Ano? Para ikaw na mahil. Diba? Na-video niyo ba yun? Para mamaya sa 11 na yun. Ayan, no? So, do you want to get well? Kasi Jesus took the initiative kasi nawala na siya ng pag-asa eh. Matagal na siyang may sakit. He did not want this man to wait any longer for his healing. Kaya, paulit-ulit na lang yung problema, no? Minsan pag gano'n na paulit-ulit na problema, minsan nagiging hopeless na yung sitwasyon natin. Kaya parang nawawala na tayo ng faith. Paulit-ulit na problema sa pera, yan, paulit-ulit na problema sa love life, no? Do you believe na wala ka ng pag-asa dun sa nililigawan mo, no? Lagi ka nang nazizin zone sa Facebook. Yung pala, friend zone lang kayo, no? Kaya excuse na to, lagi akong nauunahan, no? Kaya he lost his determination. Kaya, and then Jesus said to him, get up, take up your bed, and walk. Okay, hindi mo na kailangan ng angel. Ikaw na, tumayo ka. Dali mo yung banig mo, yung higa mo, at maglakad ka. No? Christ healed that one man. Out of many disabled sick people at the pool, no? Kaya kinuman ni Jesus. Remember, Jesus is presented as the Word of God. Diba? In John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This Word, no? The Word coming out of Jesus is powerful. The Word that created this world, the universe. No? Jesus, kaya nga nung first week natin, Jesus' Word, the word of Jesus turned water into wine because wine takes many years to ferment. No, yung last week naman, week 2, healing of the official son. Diba? Lord, I want you to come and heal my son who is sick, near death. Jesus' word transcends time and distance. And now, the Jesus' word, the word of Jesus, heals the sick, the hopeless. And so, Jesus commanded this man, bakit niya sinabing, take up your bed and walk? Okay, bakit hindi niya sinabing, maglublub ka dyan sa pool? No? Ibababa na kita dyan sa pool, sa Bethesda. Ako na magbababa sa'yo. Uunahan natin yung iba. No? Sinabi niya, take up your bed and walk. Kasi para makita niya, he was commanded to take up his bed so that he might, this invalid, this sick man might recognize and know that his healing was permanent. Diba? It was already complete. Diba? Para makita, hindi na niya kailangan bumalik doon sa Bethesda para malaman niya na pinagaling niya siya 100% ni Jesus. Now, and then at once, the man was healed and he took up his bed and walked. No? So remember, at first, the faith of this man was on the place, Bethesda. His faith was in the angel. His faith was on the man who would assist him to get into the pool. But now, his faith shifted to Jesus. So beyond our hopeless situation. Second barrier na overcome, this healing goes beyond, the sign goes beyond our clueless spiritual condition. Jesus can heal us, can perform miracle in our lives, even beyond things we do not know. Okay, may mga bagay na di tayo alam, no, sa buhay natin. Bakit nangyayaring ganun? No? God can work miracles beyond what we know, we don't know. John 5, but he answered them, the man who healed me, that man said to me, take up your bed and walk. They asked him, who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk? No, sino ba yung nagpagaling sa'yo? The invalid doesn't even know who Jesus is nung tinanong siya. Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn as there was a crowd in the place. So tinanong siya ng mga religious leaders, sino ang nag-utos sa iyo na dalhin mo ang iyong kama? No? Who told you to pick up your mat on a Sabbath? I don't know. No? So it's possible to receive a miracle and yet don't know the Messiah. It's possible to receive a sign and yet don't know the Savior. No? It is possible. So and then also the invalid, this sick man doesn't know the root cause of his problem. Hindi niya alam yung pinanggalingan, ang dahilan ng sakit niya. What was the reason for his sickness? Sabi ni Jesus, see, you are well. Sin no more that nothing worse may happen to you. No? Tumigil ka na sa kasalanan mo or mas lalala pa ang kondisyon mo. Mas masawa pa dyan ang pwede mangyari sa'yo. So it was Jesus who found this man in the temple, no? Kung kontento lang si Jesus sa healing, had Jesus stayed there in the pool after healing this man, no? And then there will be other sick people who will be grabbing Jesus. But Jesus is not just concerned about healing. He's concerned after the holiness of this man, no? That's why Jesus followed him up. No, sinabihan niya, no, tumigil ka na sa kasalanan. Now, not all sickness are direct result of sin. No, meron pong mga iba-ibang klase ng dahilan ng karamdaman na sakit. But some sickness are the direct result of sin. Okay, not all sickness are caused by sin, but some sicknesses may be the direct result of someone's sin. No? For example, kung ikaw ay merong HIV, AIDS, virus, no? It could be that you contracted that disease from your many partners, from your immoral lifestyle, no? And that's why the Bible says in Psalm 103, no? Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise or bless His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. What are His benefits? He's the God who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Kasi ang Diyos po natin, nagpapatawad ng lahat ng kasalanan, nagpapagaling ng lahat ng karamdaman. There's a direct connection between sin and sickness. God is after our holiness, not just our healing. And so, because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, na persecute siya, No? And then that's the third. What is the third? John 5:15, what happened? So after Jesus corrected him, the man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. Okay, so nakilala na niya si Jesus. Okay, we don't stop at the sign, we go beyond the sign. No? We've got this sign should point people to Jesus. No? That's why when God performs a miracle in your life, that you should testify, it was Jesus who healed me. It was God who provided for me. No? Pagsabi mo, what God has done in your life. And then the third barrier na na-overcome is beyond useless tradition, beyond man's tradition. Now, tradition is good. No? Meron po tayong mga customs, mga paniniwala, mga nakagawian na, no? Way of life. These are good as long as it does not contradict the Bible. No? May mga things like yung pagmamano, okay, respect for the elders. Those are good traditions. But there are traditions that are worthless or wala namang kinalaman, wala namang nagagawang abuti sa atin, wala namang epekto. No? So, isa sa mga tradition nila, no, the law, legalistic law, is the Sabbath. The second part of verse 9, no, Sabbath, the healing took place on the Sabbath. And according sa law nila, according to their law, a man should not work on the Sabbath. That's what part of the Ten Commandments. But besides that, they interpreted the Sabbath. So the Jewish leaders had commentary, meron silang mga specific stipulations. No, enumerate nila yung things that you don't do on the Sabbath. And one of them is you should not carry things. No, do not permit. Even nga, yung pagpasok sa elevator, pagpindot ng floor sa elevator, kasama pa rin yun because that is work. No? Can you imagine that? Pupunta ka na dito sa Metro East, no? Hindi ka makapindot. Sasabihin mo pa, please press level 4 for me. Ganyan, no? Parang ganon. So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. Okay, so Jesus was accused violating one of the 39 laws that the Jewish rabbis had developed regarding conduct on the Sabbath. Ano yung gagawin mo? No? Bawal ba magbuhat ng kama, especially from one place to another, no? From public place to private, from outside to inside. Now, we have some traditional beliefs, no, mga Filipinos. No, especially when we are asking God for a miracle, or if you're believing God for the impossible, no, kung gusto mo magkaanak, no, ikaw ba kasawa, gusto mo magkaanak, anong gagawin mo? Pupunta ka sa Obando, Bulacan, at sasayaw ka ng pandango, no, fertility dance right in Obando. No? Now, kung gusto mong wag umulan sa kasal mo, okay, saan ka pupunta? Okay, mga paniniwala natin, may mga iba-iba tayong paniniwala. Isa-isay natin to. Okay? Kapag may problema ang Pinoy, nagiging madasalin. Kapag may mahirap na request, magdonobena sa baklaran. Kapag ayaw mong ulanin ng iyong araw, punta sa Santa Clara, alay ka, itlog. Kapag may nawawala, punta ka kay St. Anthony. Kapag may mabigat na problema at imposible, punta ka kay St. Jude. Kapag ayaw mong tumistigo sa Senado, punta ka sa St. Luke. Ayan. Iba-iba po ang pinupuntahan ng mga tao. Nakita niyo na. Iba-ibang tradisyon, mga paniniwala ng Pinoy. Hanggang ngayon, si St. Luke, sikat. No? Kaya, the third, this sign of Jesus. A sign, what is the purpose behind the sign? Why did Jesus heal this disabled man on the Sabbath? What is the bigger picture behind the miracle? Okay? Now, Jesus answered them, my Father is working until now, and I am working. Ang aking ama ay nagtatrabaho, gumagawa hanggang ngayon. Ako rin. nagtatrabaho, gumagawa. What is Jesus saying? That I am just like God the Father, I am working. I am equal to God the Father. No? Now, the rabbis, the teachers, the religious leaders, they know that God is still working today. God is still upholding, continually sustaining, controlling, supervising, managing, overseeing the universe, making sure that no planets will collide. Parang walang magbangga ang mga planeta. May order sa universe. So this is the declaration of Christ's deity, His divinity. No? In essence, Jesus saying, I'm still working just like God, the Father, is working. Jesus is claiming to be the Son of God. That He had a relationship with God the Father. Special relationship. Now, we are all sons and daughters of God. But Jesus said, Jesus claimed, I am the Son of God. I am not just a man. I am like God the Father. So, this is why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill Him. No? Dahil hindi lang niya binrake yung Sabbath sa tingin nila, but He was even calling God His own Father, making Himself equal with God. Now, if you belong to a church that doesn't believe Jesus is God, then you are like the Pharisees, the Jews, who don't believe Jesus is God. No? So this is clear. Jesus claimed this sign points to His divinity. No? And so the religious leaders saw the sign, healing of the man, but they judged Jesus. They were more concerned about their law, their legalistic interpretation of the law. That's why they missed the Messiah. They missed knowing. They didn't know Jesus for who He is. So Jesus, just like God the Father, is still working today. No application po niyan sa atin. No, Jesus is still working in our lives today. No, we are under construction. No, Jesus working in our lives today. He's working on our character. Diba? May mga things na nakakairita sa iyo. No? May hinahanap ka sa asawa mo, nasaan yung nawawalang bagay. So God is working on your patience. No? God is working on things that needs to change in our lives. Jesus can perform a sign, a miracle in your life so that there's a greater purpose. No? So that other people will know. No? Kaya ka pala naging scholar sa real life. No? Para madala mo yung family mo dito kay Lord, sa kingdom of God, para makakilala sila kay Jesus. No? So God can provide for you. God can heal you from your sickness. This para malaman mo na hindi ka aasa lang sa gamot o sa physician. But Jesus is ultimately God who heals you. So the miracle that God does for us, for our lives, that God performs for us should point people to know the Lord. There's a greater purpose, and we need to know that purpose. We need to know what's beyond the sign. What is God doing in our lives today? Is there a root cause? Sabi dito ni Jesus, stop sinning. Dahilan ng kasalanan, ng karamdaman niya, kasalanan mo. Is there a root cause to your problem? What's the root cause? You've got to go beyond the sign. Bakit ka laging kapos? Baka yung spending lifestyle mo, mas laging, it's always greater than your earning. You go beyond the sign. And just like Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. What Jesus did 2,000 years ago, Jesus is still doing it today. Jesus is still healing the sick, performing signs and wonders today. Just like how Jesus healed this man, no? Jaime Cabrera. No? He's now one of our volunteer leaders in Victory Pioneer. So, just like Jesus healing the man on the Sabbath, what is Jesus saying? No? Jesus, God created the Sabbath, no? As a day of rest, no? To restore man in his relationship with God. But sin entered this world. No. The devil has deceived mankind. And so sin has destroyed the lives of people. But God is still working until this day. He is still saving lives. He is still healing sick people. is still restoring marriages, restoring families. Ano po ang problema niyo? Let's ask God to restore it, to restore our families, to restore relationships, to bless us financially. Because Jesus is still working today. God's work is not yet finished in our lives. Let's come to Him. He is the only hope. He is the only hope to our hopeless situation. He is the only one who can redeem us, take us out of the sinful bandages, take us, change our sinful habits. He is the only one, Jesus, the only one who can break, who can go beyond our traditions, what we traditionally believe. Jesus goes beyond the signs so that we can know our true Lord and Savior. We can have a close relationship with our Father. Let's pray and thank the Lord at this moment. Father God, we thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. You're the God of mercy, the God who works impossible things. You can do the impossible. There's no impossible because all things are possible to those who believe, and all things are possible with God. Lord, we pray today, there are some of us here who are in a hopeless situation, Lord. Maybe meron silang malaking problema, mabigat na problema sa bahay, problema sa negosyo, financial problem, health problem. Lord, you know everyone's situation. And if you're here and you feel it's a hopeless situation, you want God to strengthen you, to give you hope, to give you strength, to give you power, determination to overcome that barrier, that crisis you're going through, just lift up your hands and we will pray right now. And let God encourage you. Yes, Lord, I pray for those people. These people are raising their hands. Lord, kung sa kanila parang gabundok ang problema, it's like a mountain. But Lord, you said you can speak to this mountain by faith. And be, so that this mountain of sickness, mountain of debt, mountain ng bundok, gabundok na utang, mountain of sickness to be removed and be cast into the sea. Lord, we thank you that as we hope in the Lord, you will renew our strength. Lord, renew the strength. Strengthen these men and women in their inner being. Strengthen them by your Holy Spirit. Bring life, bring hope, bring confidence and assurance in you. Lord, it's not by our own strength or willpower, but according to the power of the Holy Spirit in us. Oh God, I pray that let your power be released, let your hope, let faith be built up. Strengthen their faith, Lord. And if you're here, you need physical healing, just lift up your hands right now so we can pray and declare the word of healing today. If you're beside this person, maybe you can lay hands on the person beside you who are, Lord God, you said, as we lay hands on the sick, they will recover. And today we command healing to flow into these bodies. Sickness and disease, we bind you. We cast you out of this body. Lord, every infirmity, every allergy, every blood, every hypertension, every pain, every virus, bacteria, get out of these bodies. Lord, we pray for wholeness, their physical, their mental, all systems of their body. Lord God, we thank you from the top of the head to the soles of our feet. There will be healing and wholeness and health. You are the Lord, our healer. You are the God who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases.